We got our update on Candace Owens. So yesterday I spent a lot of time talking about her and her ridiculous excuse. I'll catch up to speed very quickly. So Turning Point USA, I have to be honest, by the way, they're losing. Total disaster for them. I don't even feel bad because Turning Point, they deserve this. But Turning Point USA puts out a statement on Wednesday and they say that they're going to issue a formal response to all the conspiracy theories that they killed Charlie Kirk. And leading the charge on that is Candace Owens. Everybody on the internet and the ringleaders, Candace Owens, they've all been saying that Turning Point killed Charlie Kirk in concert with Israel, France, the FBI, the Trump regime, Utah State Police, people in maroon shirts, the Egyptian military, the Mole Men, aliens, the Illuminati. They're all in league. They all killed Charlie Kirk. And so Turning Point put out a statement on Wednesday, and they said they'd be formally responding to all the allegations. They said they're going to host a live stream in Phoenix at their headquarters, and they invited Candace Owens to do the stream. And Candace said, oh, I agree 1,000 times with all the bells and whistles, 100%, name the time, name the place, we'll be there, I don't care about the details. And they came out yesterday and said, we're doing it on December 15th. And Candace replies, I can't do that day, I'm busy. And I called her out yesterday and said, you can't do that, that's totally ridiculous. You've been obsessed with this for 3 months. You have told people that you're having visions about it, dreams about it. The French are trying to kill you. The government is trying to silence you. Here is your opportunity on a silver platter. I said, you have to go. You owe it to your fans. You have to go. And all your questions, all your research, you have to present that to them. That's fair. It's fair to them. It's fair to you. It's fair to the audience for the sake of the truth. If they are a part of the conspiracy, then you have to interrogate them. You have to cross-examine the other side. They have the information. You have to extract it. And if they're hiding something, well, she would be the obvious choice to get that out of them. She's the one that's been leading the charge, doing the research. She's apparently the only one that cares enough to do it, so she says. So I believe, and I'm not her biggest fan, but I believe that she has to do it. Like, you have to. And not for my sake, but for the sake of the truth, for the sake of your fans, and for the sake of your credibility. I think it looks really ridiculous that she's going to back down without even a good excuse. And that's really what I'm getting at. So she says that yesterday, and Turning Point responds, and they say, look, we told you we're going to do this response. We said you could come. This is when we're having it. If you're not going to show up, then don't show up. That's fine. We'll do it without you. And she comes back and says, oh, well, you know, you tweeted that you're doing it at midnight, and you didn't email me, and that's ridiculous. And she comes out with the follow-up today. She says, why can't she go? Get a load of this. Candace says she can't go to the stream because her husband told her she can't. The husband told her she's not allowed to go. This is why you can't have women in politics. I said it about Marjorie Greene like last week. It's because they are never accountable. They are never accountable. She is on her show Monday through Friday, bobbing her head and challenging everybody and fighting everybody and doing a show. And then she gets challenged. The ball is in her court. And what does she do? She defers to her husband. You can't have it both ways. You can't have a platform and the initiative and the audacity and the independence to call everybody out and be a political pundit and be ostensibly the leader of a movement, which I think she is at this point, but then defer to your husband, who's arguably not even a public figure anymore. Should not the buck stop with you? It's your words, your show, your credibility, your research, your reputation. You're going out and causing all these issues. You're going out and leading the fight, but the buck stops with your husband, who nobody even knows? Where's the accountability? And that's why everyone has a problem with women in general, but also women in politics. It's because they never take accountability. They want to be treated like men. They want to be respected like men. They want to lead and they want to educate like men. They want to tell everybody what time it is like a man would. But then when push comes to shove, and there's actually consequences or pushback for their actions, then it's never their fault. It's the men's fault. And especially conservative women can always play this card. Liberal women, maybe they have too much pride. Maybe they know it's inconsistent, but so-called traditional women, they can always do this. They can always fall back on, oh, me? I'm just a woman. I got to talk to my husband. Your husband, you are a YouTuber. You are a world-famous YouTuber and celebrity and political star. Oh, now you're a trad wife? So which is it? Because you can't have it both ways. And that's the problem with traditional conservative women that are extremely political like this. They want to go and wag their finger and give their opinion. They want to go and tell everybody what's up. But then again, the consequences come for them and then they transform. Oh, actually, I was being traditional this whole time. Really? Because if you're so traditional, then maybe your husband should be running the channel, not you. Maybe he should have the show. Last I checked, a society where women have to ask their husbands for permission to leave the house, that's a society where women are not lecturing and leading men and challenging men and talking like she talks about men. You can't have it always like that. So she says, I can't because my husband won't let me. It gets better. She says, my husband is having company in from out of town, from out of the country. Okay, so this is the queen of just asking questions, right? This is the queen of, there's no timestamps. That's weird. You asked me at midnight. That's weird. The Discord messages contain the word vehicle. That's weird. I'm just asking. So you can't go to Turning Point because your British husband told you you can't because you're having company from out of the country? Who's the company? Is it his father? Is it his father, Lord Farmer, the British Lord, the commodities trader, the head of the Council of Jews and Christians in Britain? That Lord Farmer, is it that guy from out of town? One of the biggest boosters of the Tory party in the United Kingdom? And one of the major backers of Nigel Farage and Brexit? Is it that guy? Or is it John Mappin, the Scientologist with a Russian wife who apparently introduced you and your out-of-country husband, George? Who are the people that are coming from out of town preventing you from telling the truth? Is this part of the conspiracy? Candace, blink twice. Blink twice. If the British or the French are invading your household, then they won't let you speak. You can't go because your husband won't let you because people from out of the country are coming into your home. I presume that's family, and your family's pretty spooked up. So who is that? Or is that not legitimate? Or am I attacking family now? And that's suddenly off limits. It just gets more and more ridiculous. And honestly, you know, I saw some of the feedback yesterday. A lot of people disagree with me on this. And to them, I would just say, fuck you. Seriously. I have so had it with the Candace fatigue. It is the most low IQ, stupidest, most idiotic political trend I have ever seen in 10 years of doing the show. I've never seen anything like it. And I just simply will not pander to or plead with or try to appeal to people that are not rational. The reflexive excuses, totally irrational arguments, I won't do it. I am not going to pander. I am not going to pretend any of that is legitimate. It's not. It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. And I don't think Candace Owens is smart. People say she's smart. I think she's dumb. I think she's a good talker, but I think she's dumb as they come. I think she doesn't know shit about anything. She doesn't know the first thing about history. She doesn't know the first thing about politics. She can barely pronounce half the words on her show if she didn't have a producer in her ear. I think she's a terrible conspiracy theorist. And I think her show is for women. I think her show is like daytime television for MAGA moms whose brains have been fried by QAnon and the collapse of credibility of the mainstream media. That's what I think about it. And I think it's disturbing, and I think it's scary, and I think it's an IQ filter. I think if you're falling for it, you're low IQ. And I think it's a sad state of affairs how many people are being filtered by this. And I'm not going to pander to them. That's not my target audience. My target demographic is not people that are totally insane. You know, I'm watching her show today. She says, everybody in the audience is wearing a maroon t-shirt. What are we doing at this point? What are we doing here? You want to bring me a real conspiracy theory? Bring me a real conspiracy theory with evidence. There's a lot of them out there. October 7th, we have the evidence. They talk about 40 beheaded babies. We know the anatomy of exactly how that lie was created in real time. We know all about how the Israeli Defense Forces were killing people that were fleeing. We know all about how for years, Israeli intelligence knew Hamas was planning something. That's a conspiracy that has evidence. That's a conspiracy that has legs. It has motive. It has culprit. It has clear evidence, factual. That's a real conspiracy. But this is psychosis. There's not a coherent theory at all. It apparently involves everybody. Ask these psychopaths who they think is to blame and what the motive is. They can't tell you. They say every turning point is in on it. Erica is in on it. Trump and Cash Patel and J.D. Vance and Emmanuel Macron and the government of France and Israel and Egypt are all, really, they're all in on it. Thousands of people in four different governments got together and said, we're going to shoot Charlie Kirk. We're going to blame it on some 20-year-old kid. We're going to get him to turn himself in. For some reason, he went along with this. And for what purpose exactly? They didn't assassinate a head of state. They didn't assassinate a billionaire, an oligarch. They assassinated a youth leader. They assassinated the head of Students for Trump. For what exactly? Because $1 million went missing at Turning Point? They did this for $1 million, allegedly? Because of an audit of this organization? Why? Because Charlie was going to let Tucker Carlson speak at the event? Well, guess what? Tucker spoke at an event at Turning Point 3 weeks ago. So what? There isn't even any clear, defined. They don't even have the vaguest clue of what it is. Still, something about Egyptian military planes based on very dubious flight logs, people in maroon t-shirts. I think that's about all they have. Pointing to everyone and anything, coming up with anything. Anything that sticks. And I think it's absolutely retarded. I think she's a retard. I think her fans that eat this stuff up are retards. They have ready-made excuses for everything. And whether something is proven true or false, it all goes into the confirmation bias. It all vindicates the theory somehow, no matter what it is. And I will not be a party to it. I know that's not popular. I can tell. I can see that. People don't like it. I don't care. I think it's bullshit, and I'm not going to stand for it. And history will vindicate me, as it always does. You know, the reason I have the credibility I have, the reason I've been around for 10 years, is because I'm always ahead of the curve. Whether ahead of the curve means being with the establishment or being with this nonsense, I'm always ahead of the curve. I told people not to vote for Trump. She told people to vote for Trump. I told people war in Iran was coming. That wasn't even on her radar. I was red-pilled about Jews and race. 10 years ago. She didn't find out until 2 years ago, and she still doesn't have a clue on race. I was ahead of that stuff. I'm ahead of this. History will vindicate me, and I will hold it against everybody that said my credibility's compromised because of this. I will hold it against you with prejudice. I'm taking note of everybody that does that, and it's never going to be the same. And I have to say, credit to Tim Pool. I saw that Tim Pool has really been pushing back against this strongly, and I'm not a big fan of Tim Pool. We have our differences. He said a lot of nasty things about me, but I give him credit. I think it shows a lot of integrity. And I saw Ian Carroll came out today on a live stream pleading with me to join in on the conspiracy. Ian Carroll, the conspiracy theorist, he's making videos about the conspiracy behind Red Lobster, the conspiracy behind Applebee's, the conspiracy behind Burger King. He does a live stream tonight and says, Where are you, Nick? We're all aligned on this against the Jews, and you are agreeing with Crowder and Tim Pool and everybody else. We need you. Why are you with them? And I would say with Ian Carroll, where's the evidence? What even is that? Everything other than evidence. They're going to say, well, Israel kills everybody else. Okay, people die all the time, actually. People die all the time. And there are a lot of school shootings and assassinations. This stuff happens with regularity. Was Israel behind Luigi Mangione? Why or why not? Was Israel behind the school shooting in Colorado that happened on the same day? Why or why not? Was Israel behind the shooting of Trump? Why or why not? I don't know if any of those people blamed Israel for the shooting of Trump. Was Israel behind the Las Vegas shooting? Why or why not? Because the heuristic seems to be Israel is behind literally everything. Literally everything. Not most things, not things we can demonstrate with evidence. No, they're behind literally everything. And if they're behind literally everything in the past, then it's safe to assume they're behind literally everything in the future. And that is ridiculous. That doesn't make any sense. Why? Charlie Kirk was Israel's top guy. I don't know how much more clear you can make it. And here's a perfect example. Hey, Ian Carroll, why did you on September 7th of this year tweet at Charlie Kirk, you're working for the Jews that killed Jesus? On September 7th, 2025, you tweeted that Charlie Kirk is working for the Jews that killed Jesus. On September 11th, you were absolutely certain that Israel killed him because he was this close to telling the truth and he died for it. So what changed in those 4 days exactly? What irrefutable proof did you get in those 4 days? On September 7th, you said Charlie Kirk is working for the Jews that killed Jesus. On September 11th, the day after he was killed, you were certain, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that Israel killed him to silence him. How does that even happen? Before we had a suspect, before we knew any of the facts, any of it, you knew for sure they did it. So, do you have ESP? Are you omniscient? Do you have telepathy? I don't think so. This is a grift. This is a grift. It is intellectually lazy. It is dishonest. You are making assumptions that you cannot rationally make. And if you want to destroy your credibility, that's fine. If you want to destroy your credibility by blaming Israel for killing the number one Israel defender in America, that is your business. But don't try to rope me into it and guilt me or whatever it is you're trying to do, saying we're all on this side and you're over there. I've been over here, bro. Where were you? I've been over here. I was at Charlottesville, lest I remind you. Where were you in 2017? Were you at Burning Man? Sorry, were you in some commune in Portland? I was at Charlottesville in 2017. He goes, we're all over here fighting the good fight. You and who? You and Candace Owens, who was working at Daily Wire last year? You and Candace Owens, who was working at Daily Wire. You and Tucker Carlson, who was working at Fox News. In 2017, 10 years ago, I was at Charlottesville. In 2019, I led the Groyper War against Charlie Kirk, calling him an Israel shill. It is 2025. Nothing has changed. For 13 years, from the time Charlie founded Turning Point until today, that organization was owned by Israel and served Israel, and everyone knows that. In June of this year, Charlie texted Dinesh D'Souza and said, Nick Fuentes is vermin. We've been fighting him for 6 years. He's anti-Semitic. In August, he said, I'm anti-Semitic garbage and I need to be censored and he would never debate me. That was in August. People want to point out, oh, well, he was leaning in the other direction. He wasn't leaning in the other direction. His right-hand man, Andrew Colvett, comes from Salem Media. Look at who's involved in Salem Media. It is a Christian Zionist outfit. It is in bed with Israel. You want to know how I know that? Melissa Strait used to work there. From Prager University, she also used to work for Unit 8200 in the IDF. That's where Andrew Colvett comes from, and he was Charlie Kirk's right-hand man. Charlie Kirk appointed Andrew Colvett to lead their struggle session about Israel after the Turning Point SAS conference in July. When Israel bombed Qatar in contravention of Trump's own foreign policy, who did Charlie Kirk invite on the show to do Hasbara and explain the party line? Ben Shapiro. While Charlie Kirk played devil's advocate, he lended his platform to Ben Shapiro to give Israel's position. And on Wednesday, the day he was shot, Charlie Kirk met with his rabbi to prepare him to defend Israel at Provo. As he was writing his forthcoming book about the Jewish Sabbath, and this is the guy that was martyred for fighting Israel? If you think that, I feel sorry for you. Because you are retarded. Ian Carroll says, we're all over here. Where's our general? Where's our guy? I'm right here where I've always been, following the facts, following the money, looking at the information. That's what got me here, light years ahead of you, light years ahead of Candace, light years ahead of Tucker Carlson. Now all these interlopers are going to come in and tell us that our ideology is about Netanyahu and Israel's foreign policy and this kookery. No, sorry, absolutely not. That's totally ridiculous. So, I mean, I've just had it. I've absolutely had it. And the reason I've had it is because my opposition to world Jewry and Israel is rooted in absolute, uncontestable fact. We have the truth on our side. That's why we're winning, because we are telling the truth about the historical antagonism between Jews and Europeans, between Jews and Christians. The theological, historical, racial, cultural, and political antagonisms between organized Jewry and the Christians, organized Jewry and Europeans. And the reason that we are winning that argument is because it's real, it's true. I can prove it, I can show you, I can name the names, I can show you the paper trail, the money. That is why we're winning. That is why all of this is raising the consciousness. When you go around with this kind of bullshit, it makes us look like idiots. And it is playing right into the hands of the Jews. It is playing right into the hands of Israel when we start to blame them for literally everything. When we get loose and sloppy. Because they can say, if you're wrong about this, what else are you wrong about? They can say, if you blame the Jews falsely for this, what else do you blame them falsely for? And I have the sneaking suspicion that maybe that's part of the program. If Candace Owens' husband is her boss, well, who is her boss? George Farmer. Do you know that Candace Owens' husband, who she claims is her boss, do you know that his father runs the Organization for Cooperation Between Christians and Jews in the United Kingdom? So if George Farmer is her boss, then what does that say about this entire thing? What is that all about? Do you know that Candace was introduced to her husband, George Farmer, by John Mappin, a Scientologist with a Russian wife from the United Kingdom who hosted the launch of Turning Point UK in England? Yes, Candace was introduced to her husband at Turning Point UK 7 years ago. She was introduced to him by a Scientologist with a Russian wife who's a backer of Reform UK and Turning Point UK. They got married 10 days later over FaceTime, even though they never had a romantic excursion. Do you know that George Farmer was hired by Rebecca Mercer to run Parler? Rebecca Mercer also has a Russian husband. Over at Parler, Rebecca Mercer also backed Breitbart in the very beginning. Breitbart, which produced Milo Yiannopoulos. Breitbart, which produced Ben Shapiro. Breitbart, which was born in America but conceived in Israel, with Benjamin Netanyahu at its founding meeting, with Jim Hoft, with Steve Bannon, Andrew Breitbart. Did you know all that? So if Candace Owens' boss is her husband, who is her husband? Well, the husband seems like a spook. His dad is in the House of Lords and runs some weird Jew-Christian outfit. They're introduced by some weirdo billionaire who, by the way, another interesting fact about John Mappin. Do you know who John Mappin received his money from in a trust fund? Well, only the Mappin family, which is the official jeweler of the royal family. So the crown jewels of the British Empire are handled by the man that introduced Candace and her husband. And you all think that Candace is super interested in France? Why? Because it's a human interest story? You think Candace Owens is an anti-Semite now all of a sudden because she saw the light? Who the fuck are these people? None of these people are normal. Tucker Carlson's dad ran Voice of America, CIA propaganda outlet. Candace Owens' husband is the son of a British lord. They're introduced by the jeweler of the British royal crown. Her father-in-law runs Christians and Jews United in England. Actually, who the fuck are all these people? Who are these people with their foreign spouses? You know, that's actually not normal to marry someone from Europe. How many of you have wives or husbands from Europe? It's not normal. And why are all their spouses from other countries? Mercer, married to a Russian. Mappin, married to a Russian. Candace, married to a Brit. What is up with all that? And Candace was riding with Turning Point right up until she wasn't. They all were. Erica Kirk, who even is she? She's introduced to Charlie Kirk. They meet in Israel. What is that? So, you know, and by the way, Erica Kirk and Charlie, close friends of the Mappins, close friends of John Mappin and Irina Mappin, the Kazakh Russian wife. They talk every week, it says. Don't fucking play with me. Don't tell, oh, we're all over here. We're all over here doing what? Being 10 years behind the ball? You're all over here, and you always will be over there. You're damn fucking right, buddy. You're all over there, and you're all 5 years behind, just like you were 5 years ago and 5 years before that. You're all over there, and I'm all alone over here, 5 years ahead of everybody, light years ahead of everybody, standing alone like I always have. You're fucking right, and I always will be. That's the difference between you and me. I don't wait for yesterday's news tomorrow. I'm tomorrow's news today. That's the difference. So you're right. I'm going to stay firmly over here. And in a year, when it all comes out that it was Tyler Robbins, that Israel had nothing to do with it, you'll be looking like an asshole all over again. Just like Candace Owens is saying, I regret telling people to vote for Trump. In a year, you'll all be saying, I regret saying and buying into all that. Because you people are followers. You're followers. And that's just true. That's what it is. That's how it's always been. I was ahead of the curve from the very beginning on the whole thing. And now people want to say, you got the $7,000. I'm sorry, you got red-pilled on Instagram Reels? By who? You got red-pilled on Instagram Reels this year? By who? That's right. So, anyway, so that's that. But we're going to move on. We're going to get into the news. It's just, you know, I can't believe it's like my credibility is called into question. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know who these people are, actually. I have no idea who Candace Owens is in her weirdo fucking life. I got started at 18 years old doing a YouTube live stream. She got started 18 years old suing her white boyfriend for calling her a nigger in high school. Yeah, that's the difference between you and me. Bitch, don't fucking try me. Don't play with me. You know, that fucking cocky, narcissistic black woman thing, that might work on all those other white people. It doesn't work on a real fucking nigga from Chicago. It doesn't work on somebody like me. Okay. We don't play that here. You know, these people, they're all so, I don't even know what that is. They're all so credulous. They see some narcissistic black woman bobbing their head. They go, wow. Oh my goodness. Wow. I'm from the streets, buddy. I'm from the streets. I'm from the streets of LaGrange Park. How absolutely dare you? No, but anyway, we're going to move on. We're going to get into it, but it's true. I'm fucking pissed off now. I'm putting it to bed. It's done. You're both. Turning Point is done. Candace Owens, her credibility's toast. I cannot wait. The defamation lawsuits, bring them forth. Bring them forth. The vindication. Cherish this moment. Like, please, hate on me now. Go ahead, cancel me. Go ahead, cancel me for saying this. It makes the vindication better next year. It always does. Been there. Done it. So anyway, okay, we are going to move on. We're going to get into our news. Our featured story, we're going to talk about the national defense strategy. I had to go off there a little bit, only because, you know, the low IQ masses, they're like counting on you to be on the back foot. They're counting on you to say, so listen, guys, you know, I like what she's doing, but whatever. No, it's stupid. It's stupid and it's weird, and I'm not falling for it. I won't. I didn't fall for Trump. I'm not falling for this. This is a load of bullshit. You lost me. Egyptian planes, maroon t-shirts, beekeepers, Charlie talked to me in a dream. What is wrong with you people? Someone with balls needs to slap you idiots across your faces. You're watching a show of a stupid black woman saying, Charlie told me he was betrayed in my dream. And you idiots are saying, well, sometimes dreams are very powerful. You fucking idiot. What happened to you people? Seriously, we used to be the smart ones. Anti-Semitism used to be smart, and ahead of the curve if you were saying Jews did 9/11, Jews brought us into Iraq, you know, we know what we're talking about, we know the names, and we know what's going on, and now you got all these stupid idiots watching the show saying, but Nick, Candace said that Charlie confessed to her in a dream. I don't even believe what I'm hearing when I hear that stuff. She goes on her show, I've been having visions of beekeepers all year. Oh my gosh, our ancestors would hate you. Do you know that our ancestors invented every field of knowledge? Ask Ricardo Duchesne. Our ancestors invented every field of knowledge. Plato would hate you. Aristotle would hate you. Da Vinci and Isaac Newton would hate you. We are becoming Negrofied. The Jews are right. We are becoming true Goyim if we believe in fucking bullshit superstition like that. It is literally like medieval peasant idiocy. Someone in the village said she had a dream. Oh, come on, guys. Seriously? It's anti-white. It's anti-white. It disgusts me. It disgusts me. It reminds me of, I used to work at UPS, and it was all black people there. They would get bused in from Gary, Indiana, from the south side of Chicago, and they all believed in magic. They all, to a one, they all believed in magic. You know, we'd be in the trailers unloading the boxes, and we'd talk about everything and anything, and they all believed in magic and supernatural stuff. This is no different. Candace Owens is like any other black person that believes in magic, basically. And white people, credulous white people, are buying into it. I'm honestly disappointed in all of you. And when all of this gets exposed, when the whole thing gets revealed, I can't wait to feel the vindication. This might be the sweetest one yet. It might, because this is the most unpopular position I think I've ever taken. And I'm happy to do it every single time. I love it. So anyway, yeah, and I know I'm speaking for a lot of white people when I say this. It's like, I want to put on my Burger King crown and say, get this fucking bitch off the plane, you know? When I look at Candace Owens, I say Burger King crown equipped. Burger King crown selected from inventory and equipped. And I'm saying, get this bitch off the fucking plane. HH, like seriously, what are we doing here? Time to go now. It's finished, okay? I'm fatigued. I have fatigue. I can't have a narcissistic black woman bobbing her head in front of my face, going full Karen. It's been 3 months. I can't take any more of that. I'm ready to call the police. I think she has a gun. 911, I think she has a gun. Help. It's horrible. So anyway, so that's that. But I do want to move on. I want to get into our featured story, the National Defense Strategist, boring stuff. I'm trying not to say the N-word for the sake of Patrick Bet-David, so that's why I'm not going to straight up call her that. I think I'd be in poor taste, but it's like, that's kind of, I'm like, it's what it is. It's what it is. And to see everybody standing her, it's just gross. It's like, we did not fight for 10 years for race realism and the JQ to now follow the lead of some black woman, some narcissistic black woman. Sorry, I'm not going to do it. I didn't fight this hard so we could fall in line behind Marjorie Taylor Greene. I'm not going to do it to fall behind some woman. You know, what is even that now? No, you're canceled. I'm not doing that.